just to say that for me and for our department, ensuring that our children can properly read, write and calculate is in fact the most important priority of our department. In the five priorities that I've determined, that is priority number one. You are aware that when we tested grade 3 and 6 learners, we found that only about a third of these learners in fact are reading and writing and calculating at levels required by the curriculum. And it was clear that we needed not only to strengthen our literacy and numeracy strategy, but to intervene in a very practical way. What wasn't surprising was that almost all of our children who are struggling with literacy and numeracy come from our poorer communities, and it is clear that the intervention is focused there if one looks at the location of the 160 schools. Classes in these schools are often overcrowded, and our teachers have difficulty in giving the individual attention to those learners. Just to explain that, you might recall that in our negotiations with the unions, we increased the number of teaching posts in this province by 292. And in our negotiations with them, we then agreed that we would take 100 of those posts, and or let's say the value of 100 of those posts, and use that funding to fund this pilot project. Very happy that all of our teacher unions in those consultations actually agreed to this. And we are hoping that if the program is successful, we would be again engaging with the unions when we look at the basket of posts as to how we continue the project. But I think that depends on our evaluation.